Peace and salutations, y'all, and welcome to Keeping It Real's last Gregorian calendar 2023 episode. In this episode, we're talking about the best global retreats of old year 2023, Europe and Asia. So we're talking about the best global retreats of old year 2023, Europe and Asia, also known as Asia. And you must be thinking, well, just like that, so straightforward, no mysterious puzzle, no smoke and mirrors, no sarcastically intelligent and charming stuff. Well, you're right. It's not all that straightforward. Because, as you know, even though we do like to keep it mysteriously puzzly and very smoke and mirrory, we also answer very sincerely and clearly. So yes, it's not all that straightforward. Now, most of you good people out there probably thought that we are talking about retreats as in go on a vacation, you know, summer, winter, fall, spring, vacation, and just get out of where you are and enjoy life. That's precisely what we're not talking about on the episode. We're actually talking about retreat with the following definition, and I quote, so we don't get in trouble. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Retreat in its dynamic non-stative verb form, for all you Nahav fans out there, is formally defined as the act of withdrawing from oppositional forces as a result of their superior power or after a retreat. So, this is the best global retreats of old year 2023, Europe and Asia, that we are going to be talking about on the episode. Now, we're going to be listing a few of these and we're going to be going into some detail into the other ones. We just couldn't talk about into detail about all the different things. There's just too much detail and too many things going on. So anyways, if you're ready, let's go ahead and start. So, some generalities. 2023 saw the retreat of COVID-19, and thank God, because the financial and economic centers of the world, as well as the psychology of the human species, just could not handle it anymore. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, I kind of started to lose track of what people's faces looked like because the whole, you know, mask thing. And it's like the facial recognition softwares of the world just went bonkers, aka Israeli, you know, because they couldn't facially recognize anybody. But now, apparently, they're able to facially recognize you without being able to see your face. And to be honest with you, the whole hand-washing thing and social distancing, Trump's bleach injection, it was just all too much to handle. So, alhamdulillah, thank God that is over. But still, just in case, keep a mask handy. And 2023 also saw the retreat of the Western capitalistas in the face of the people's unions and the people's labor and the people's power all over the world. People power globally is increasing, and the 1% is about to be dissolved in the 99%. Go figure out what I just said. And of course, the last generality, and that is everyone's favorite. In 2023, we saw the retreat of human intelligence in the face of artificial intelligence. No comment for now. So, quickly moving on to Europe's 2023 best retreats. First and foremost, we saw the retreat of the human rights slogan from our European compadres. Well, they're not really our compadres, but anyways. When we saw the utter humiliating non-defense of human rights by the Europeans when it came to the Palestinian genocide. Shame on you guys. And 2023 also saw the retreat of the French colonial imperialistas from various African countries such as Niger, Mali, Algeria, Burkina Faso, and etc. Yes, etc. is not an African country. And this happened as the French colonial imperialist adventure turned a little bit closer to home as the French man and the French woman decided to wage a modern-day French revolution against Emmanuel Macron, Antoinette, and the French establishment. And of course, we also saw the retreat of Germany's nuclear power plant stuff. Because they closed their last nuclear power plant in 2023. And to us at Keeping It Real, that was really strange and mind-boggling, perhaps bonkers, aka Israeli, because the whole world is opening up nuclear power plants, and for some reason Germany has mysteriously decided to close all the nuclear power plants. Yeah, it's really suspicious. And while we're in Europe, 2023 also saw the retreat of the common British chap and the common British chapette, that is the female version of chap, in the face of the British coronation. It is estimated that the British coronation cost the common British chap and British chapette between 50 million and 250 million pounds. Not dollars, pounds.
Oh, no.
And, you know, for some of you guys who don't know what I'm trying to say, pounds has more value than dollars do, even though they're both just pieces of paper. And this while the British chap and British chapette are having trouble putting bread on the table. So the British royal family, they end up spending between 50 to 250 million pounds supposedly upon this coronation. And it could have been way more than that, you know. And the British chap and chapette do not have enough funds or money or whatever to be able to put bread on the table. Bread on the table. Some, as we said in last year's Keeping It Real, last year's episode, some are even resorting to eating pet food. And if y'all remember, if you don't, then just go watch the episode again. We had said that perhaps old Charlie Boy needs to get down to the level of the people and eat pet food. And apparently in 2023, because of this coronation, old Charlie Boy, he ended up also becoming the King of Canada, the King of Australia, the King of New Zealand, the King of Papua New Guinea, the King of the Solomon Islands, and the King of Antigua and Barbuda. Well, you ain't my king, and you will never be my king, or the king of any free man, wherever you are. And 2023 also saw the retreat of the European economy. With super high unemployment, super high inflation, ridiculous interest rates, incredibly high consumer prices, increased crime, totally expensive cost of living, and an utter lack of energy supplies. It sounds like a third world country. How the tables have turned.
Round two.
Oh, you wanna fight? You wanna fight?
And finally, 2023 also saw the retreat of little old Ukraine and Volodymyr Zelensky in the face of Mother Russia and Vladimir Putin, the ex-KGB agent who's now the president. And will be the president for life.
I will kill you.
And really, it was quite shameful because the little old Ukraine, baby Ukraine, you know, and Volodymyr, they kept on begging the EU and NATO to make them a member, but to no avail because the EU brothers and sisters and the NATO guys, I don't know what their accent would be, they just don't accept people into their membership because it's like a mafia, you know, it's like you got to kill some people if you want to be a member, you know, gang sign. And so Ukraine's right now doing that, but they still don't invite them into the table. And so Ukraine is retreating badly.
If you can't give us some financial support, okay, please give us a credit.
And of course, we would like to add that those EU and NATO friends, they don't really send boots on the ground, but they do sell you a whole bunch of weapons. And we had said back in the Rukrashiane episode that this whole Rukrashiane war is just there to fill up the pockets of the global military industrial complex, as we have seen that billions and billions and billions of dollars have been given to Ukraine. And so, yes, this was all done so that we could hopefully weaken the big Russian bear. But apparently the Russian bear was much bigger than anybody expected. So the largest land war in Europe since World War II continues to the present day as the Europeans, instigated by the Amerikanskis, continue to kill Europeans. Sounds like the European ship is sinking. Bloop, 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 bloop. We're done. I just got like 2-3 things left. And so that just about does it for Europe. Of course, we had said we're not going to list everything because it's just too much stuff to list and the year might end and the episode might not be released. So we move on to Asia. The research department at Islamic Pulse Studios apparently only brought up 4 things about Asia. Unfortunately, maybe they tried to keep the script short, but I don't know. Not a lot of stuff happened in old year 2023 when it comes to Asia. But one of the interesting things we saw in 2023 was the retreat of the Chinese population in the face of the now much larger Indian population. And 2023 also saw the retreat of Imran Khan, commonly misknown as Umran Khan. Imran Khan and the PTI in the face of the military intelligence apparatus of Pakistan, along with a lot of major strings being pulled by the Amerikanskis, because their hands are all up in this, as well as probably a whole bunch of dollars I would put into the country. And 2023 also saw the retreat of the little Pacific islands in the face of China's policy, these are all my waters and you're all my islands. And of course, the infamous 2020 retreat of Japan and South Korea in the face of all the ballistic stuff that North Korea was doing. That was pretty serious and will probably continue into 2024, so kind of be careful for that. And I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other really cool retreats that happened in Asia, but that's about all the time that we had on this episode of the best global retreats of old year 2023, Europe and Asia. And please stay tuned for our second and final part, which is going to be the best global retreats of old year 2023, America, West Asia, and Palestine in our next episode. So, hey, we're just keeping it real wherever you are. Sorry. You want to record the second one? No, we're going to get tired. Let's get this one done first, right? Yeah. So shout out to the fan who recently went to India. Don't do anything the Keeping It Real boys wouldn't do.
And see, that's what the problem was. Because I heard a verse. I said, hold on. Hold up.
I'm kind of sure.